This, ladies and gentlemen, is The Shade.
What's up?
What is up?
This is
The Shade
on
Active FM,
where radio
has never been shadier
and shadier.
And today we are shading a show called The Cave.
The Cave Show.
Show called The Cave.
We didn't call you in yet.
Yeah, just wait.
This
wait.
Is still our intro.
Yes.
So can you please have discipline and stay in the light?
Okay, so there are two presenters with us here.
Yes.
The one is DJ Gloire, but he's not named DJ Gloire.
No.
In the cave.
No.
In the cave, he's named
DJ Cave. Cave.
Which is odd. Anyway, and then we have an even... This name's whack. I would just like to say that.
Lacks creativity in every respect.
Can I say
no.
my intro?
No intro. We don't want your intro.
No.
So tell us this.
At
this
least say my
DJ
full name.
Nah.
Say my full DJ name.
This guy, this DJ presenter, his name is Stone. His name is Stone.
Stone.
And, you know, cave and stone.
So it's like cave big and stone.
Yeah, it's one of them is big and vast, and then the other is small and inferior. So that's what we're getting from the names.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, and then
we didn't read into it too much, but you know, just from like the surface, that's what you can like pull out of it.
That's surface level information.
Yes. So DJ Cave, I want to know why Cave?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
You didn't answer the question. You just told me it was a good one. I know it's a good one. Now answer it.
I don't know. I'm just kidding. I think you might have thought about it, maybe not. But yeah, just DJ Cave. We are The Cave Show, and I am The Cave. I am the one who holds, you know.
So you are like... the Stone's just like a feature every week.
He makes part of the show.
Yeah.
So like a small part of it.
No.
I
don't know if you've heard when he says, it takes, you know, many stones to build a cave. But, you know...
But this is one stone.
Isn't a cave more like one big piece of stone? It's not like many stones.
It's a whole...
You can't really separate it from, you know...
No. What we're getting from you is that you are the juice and he is the straw.
No, I didn't say that.
So you may change your show to The Juice with DJ Juice and Straw. Just think about it for 2020. 2021. Okay, DJ Stone is smiling awkwardly at us.
So we
are. I'm waiting to be introduced. You know, you'll say, I tried to come in earlier, you said I must wait in the light until you're
introduced. So now we're not introducing you, we're asking you the same question. Why Stone?
Why not? You know, Stone is it's a nice name, it's simple.
So you're gonna name your child Stone?
I wouldn't mind, you know.
Stone, you're not gonna. Your poor Bagao. Child.
Not even Rock. So nice. You know, The Rock.
No,
the Rock
that's
is taken.
Taken.
You go from...
That's taken.
Yeah.
But
and
still.
And it's not...
What
the
about
brick.
The...
The brick?
The log.
No.
The
no.
Log.
That's wood.
Yes, that's How not... Is that? That is not stone.
How is that?
I'm sure wood is found in a cave somewhere.
Where?
In the Amazon.
Where?
A branch is wood. And you do find branches in caves. So you can name your child the log.
No. You know, a cave would be like a part of a mountain that has been carved inwards.
So there's no trees in the mountain?
No, not in the mountain. Oh. Probably on top, yes. Not inside.
Okay.
Okay, so now that we know why they named themselves such odd names, we have a question for you two.
Yeah.
So previously we shaded your show
mm-hmm.
and we ripped your intro to shreds. We didn't rip it to shreds. We just translated it because we didn't know what the intro was saying.
Yeah.
It wasn't clear.
Yeah.
So apparently they said it's a guy's slot, but it really didn't sound like that.
So many months and you still got it wrong.
No, what was it?
A guy's chill out.
Oh my word, it didn't sound like that at all.
It didn't say that. What?
Simple, like a guy's
it never
chill
said
out.
A guy's chill out.
No way.
Okay, what we heard was a fly's snot.
Wait, what?
That's what we heard.
How did y'all get a fly snort out of that?
Because that's what it sounded like.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm shocked.
But then, you know what was funny after that? So,
yeah.
not long after that, suddenly the cave's intro changed.
Yeah.
Why did it change?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's because, you know, we like new things and we're refreshing the show, so we got a new intro.
But why after...
Why specifically then? Because not all the show... The movie show... I'm on the movie show. The movie show didn't get a new intro at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the movie show. We are the cave show.
Okay, let's just ask this question.
Yes.
DJ Cave, are you or are you not an Active FM editor?
I am.
So therefore, would we not say that you are so horrified by our translation, you felt so shaded.
You were shaken.
That quickly changed your intro.
Your cave was shaken.
Code 45, my client is not obliged to answer that question.
Okay, so we thought we'd play the new intro and then decide which one was better.
Yeah.
If the old one was better or if this one's better. So this is the new intro.
Welcome, welcome, welcome once again to yet another episode of The Cave Show.
Can I tell you what that sounded like?
Mm.
DJ Cave was so traumatized by fly snot that he was like, no, we're changing the intro. So then he went and recorded a voiceover quick. Then he went to find epic music, put it in, and it was like, this is our new intro.
That sounds epic, though. That sounds very
It sounds epic. Half between news anchor to almost wannabe superheroes theme song.
It does not match.
I like the superhero theme song part.
No, it's almost just trying to be a superhero theme song.
Almost means it's almost there as well.
Trying. Yeah, the almost trying. Yeah.
Yeah, trying means it. In the end, it doesn't work out.
So we think we like the fly snot better.
Yeah.
Makes sense in the cave.
Yeah, and this one, flies. I feel like it doesn't match. This one doesn't match the name. You know, the cave. In a cave, you expect silence and small bugs. And this one is just action and action and action. You are misleading the people.
So by definition, what is the cave show?
So by definition, what the cave show would be is, like it said before, it's a guy's chill out spot. You know, it's
chill.
So
it's why the fly snot.
Why the action music?
and so we don't only mainly focus on guy stuff though. We do speak.
You talk about girl stuff.
No, speak about general stuff. You know, like things hair. For both sides.
The last time.
Yeah, no, you guys did speak about hair.
And my hair looks fabulous.
Since only girls have hair on their heads, right?
Yes.
Yeah, girls don't normally talk about themselves seeing themselves in the mirror and thinking, oh gosh, I was on camera like that. I need to fix my hairstyle.
We never said that.
DJ Cave did.
I didn't say that.
You did?
When did I speak up with a mirror?
He denies it.
I never said I saw myself on a mirror.
We have a shade show about this.
It was not on a mirror.
How dare you?
You did. You said you walked past the mirror and then you were like, uh-oh. And then you decided to do your hair.
I said I saw myself on camera.
Mm-hmm. Point is, you changed your hairstyle.
On TV.
Excuse us. Sorry, the man was on camera on TV.
He has class. He has class. You know, he doesn't just check his hair anytime.
Oh, so you only check your hair when you're on TV?
Yes.
No wonder he got a fright. Okay, so the show we listened to and decided to shade is called Lockdown Again. So you guys decided to speak about the lockdowns
again.
Yes, so we picked out a few segments of it and we want to just discuss these segments with you guys. Is that cool?
I feel like we don't have a choice.
Yeah,
you don't really have a choice.
We don't.
I'm just being polite.
Thank you.
Okay, so the first segment is this.
I mean, we know December is that time where people are, you know, on a break, you know, from the entire year. People
are on a break from the entire year.
DJ Cave.
Yeah, you know, especially when you look at the year we've had, you know.
So in other words, like the end of the year isn't part of the year then technically. So 2020 ends like when your holiday begins.
Yeah.
Yes, it ends in November.
And then you're just in like...
Holiday mode.
like you're nowhere.
2020 yeah. plus, you know, it's the plus plus.
No, but
at
we're
the
on
end.
Break.
It's 2021 and a half.
Now we're on a break from the year.
Yeah. Yeah. So technically, the last year has ended. This year hasn't started. This coming year hasn't started yet.
So we're just on a break.
Yeah, we're on a break. It's like school time, you know, lunch break.
DJ Cave, I want to hear your explanation.
I tried.
Well, we already gave an explanation, so I don't know what else
no,
you
No, the
want.
Reason I'm asking is because he was shaking his head, smiling
no,
at me.
No, I was just agreeing with everything
oh,
that DJ
Oh, but you were agreeing in the opposite direction because you weren't nodding. You were shaking. Okay. I just, you know why I picked that out? Because that's just an interesting way to describe the holidays.
Yeah.
No, you know, because obviously when I said that, it's not obviously that, it's not that, how can I say, that the year has ended or anything. But at the same time, you like, mostly you count, what you count like in the year is like what you usually do throughout the year. Like, for example, for people that are working, you know, you're working throughout the year. And then that part where you now take a gap, you don't necessarily consider it. You like, you know, you it's like the outro of the year, basically. So, yeah, just that.
I like that term, the outro of the year.
But then the outro means it's not a break.
Mm.
Whatever.
Okay, we'll just move along because this cave is getting pretty dark.
Mm.
So, next thing is this.
It really hurts, guys, you know, because we there's so much we want to do.
Yeah.
You know, and we forced not to. For guys in relationships, poor them, because now they can't see their girlfriends for
they can't.
So long, you know. If you're in 2 months, 3 months, you know.
Okay, so let me give you background to this part, right?
Okay.
So, my sister was, she was listening to the show. I happened to hear DJ Stone say, it hurts guys so much. But he sounded so
touched.
Hurt.
Yes.
Like, I was like, sure, what is he speaking about?
Mm.
And then when I heard what you were speaking about, I was like, oh, okay, that's intense.
Yes.
So now what about the guys that don't have girlfriends?
They're fine.
Oh, okay.
I don't think them not seeing their girlfriend would hurt them because they don't exist.
So they don't, yeah, they don't go through this trauma.
So they don't mind lockdown because there's no girlfriend to see. So
no, that's not the point here.
Okay.
The point was people in relationships in lockdown.
Mm. They really get hurt.
Yes, because...
So now what about, I'm not in a relationship,
yeah.
right? But I have family members and friends that I couldn't see in lockdown. So now that does not apply.
So you just replace that with the family members.
But why were you excluding us? From this pain.
Because the statement was for...
Okay.
The statement was towards people in relationships.
Especially for them.
Especially for them.
So they hurt more than us.
Yeah, because we're already with our close family. They're with their close family without the person that they like, you know?
Yeah. I have a question, though. Like Sash said, when she heard you, she heard the pain in your voice.
It was like you'd experienced
Yes. This. So, yes, that pain, you know, it sounded familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what it feels
like.
Like
you had personal experience.
Mm.
So, tell us, what girl were you missing in lockdown?
Hmm?
You know, it's like guys are able to feel other guys' pain. Like, you know, when a guy gets kicked badly, you look at all the
DJ
other guys Kane, in the room.
Do you agree with this?
Ask your co-host here. He'll tell you when a guy, he could be watching soccer. And then they slide tackle the person and you jump.
But, okay, I have a comeback to that. My co-host was in lockdown and he wasn't feeling this pain, right?
Yes, no.
Okay. Not at all.
Now, let him think about another guy's pain and see how he reacts.
Okay, do you know of someone who was dating in lockdown?
No.
Sorry, he can't relate to the pain. Okay, who did you know then?
We'd not to disclose people's personal files.
I
on
feel like this pain was personal. It wasn't based on someone else's pain.
You can't feel that deep.
No, it actually was based off of what I've seen. I have a couple of friends who actually have a friend whose relationship ended during the lockdown period.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Was that because they didn't see one another?
You know, social media is helpful till a certain point. You know, once the extension to the lockdown was added, you know, social media...
There was no substance to their relationship.
Yeah, which was quite cool because then at least you know that it was not going to last, you know. At least...
So it ended quicker.
Yeah. Rather than them hurting each other down the line.
So So then isn't lockdown good for relationships?
Now, here's a case where you're like, okay, it ended, right? Yeah. Now, there are some people who could be, they have a strong relationship, and it really sucks at the fact that because government is playing politics with this virus, that now they can't go see the person that they like. It's
so this was not personal at all?
No, it wasn't personal at all.
Sounded really personal. Are you okay?
That isn't that what it means to be a presenter, you know, to express emotion through your voice?
No.
So that was express.
To share your experience.
Yeah. Being real.
Being real to the people, to the listeners.
Mm.
No, it's. I feel like it's expressing, you know, because and I expressed myself very,
also
very well.
Also to empathize with them.
Yeah, because, you know, maybe the listener right now was the one going through that. And now,
so now you just made some grown man cry. Because he's remembering back to lockdown.
That's what happens in the cave.
Trauma.
Guys, chill out.
And cry. See, you should have kept it to the fly snot, man. Would have been simpler times, I tell you. Simpler times. All right, next segment is this.
Like, I remember in California, they would allow... the guy didn't want churches to open because it's a super spread place.
Yeah.
But he was happy for strip clubs to open.
Okay, the part here, there's one word.
Mm.
Imagine. That is a very nice, what's the word, response.
Yeah.
Can you do it for us live, DJ Cave?
Okay, I don't know why they asked me to do this. That is very weird.
The way you bolted out of them, you're like...
No!
Okay, wait for it.
Clear the throat.
Imagine.
That is a ringtone right there. Like, imagine you get a message through... You get a message and then your phone's like, imagine.
Yeah. I might as well, you know, go to Apple and apply to, you know, replace Siri.
You really should. Yeah. Instead of the ding.
No, I said replace Siri.
You want to replace the whole of Siri?
Yes.
Right there.
Hey, Siri, what's the weather like?
Imagine. Imagine. Okay, no, I actually think that will work. I personally would use that Siri, so you actually have a point.
Hmm.
Yes. All right, next segment. We have two more left. How dare you cough? Are you sick?
Hmm?
DJ Stone? I think that wasn't a real cough. What happened? Was me...
Nope.
No, that was like, that you sounds, can hear the phlegm.
You were suffering.
You, like, DJ Cave, how are you still here? Because weren't you recording with him? Like, that is worse than anything we've ever
that
heard in our life.
That is not a real cough.
No,
you
that
can
cough,
hear it.
That cough, you died there.
That is a teary cough.
That is a bronchital cough.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You bronchital.
Yes. You get up from that, your eyes are teary.
You get up from that and your lungs have completely eaten away at themselves. Literally, that was the sound of your lungs crying out in terror.
You get up from that, you don't get up from that.
True.
That wasn't an actual cough. I was trying to explain a scenario.
Oh, okay, so now you're just trying to make it sound like you weren't that sick.
I wasn't sick at all, you know.
Being fake.
Denial.
Again.
The denial on the show.
Oh, the cave.
The cave.
Show.
The shade in the cave.
Yeah, no, technically a cave is just full of shade, you know.
Yeah, that's why we...
There is no
have
light.
You not noticed we pinpoint the cave show?
Yeah.
Because we know.
Because
you
know why?
Just lying around.
Because technically their show belongs inside our show, you know.
Oh!
Technically speaking, because that's where the shade is.
Technically, our show belongs anywhere where there's shade, which means we could be on top of your show.
No, they can't be on top of a cave.
We are inside you, we are on top of you, we are everywhere around you.
How are you on top of a cave?
The shade is every, because the cave could be under a mountain, and then the sun could be behind the mountain, and the cave's in shade.
In shade.
The cave is in it.
So the cave, the place you go into, will
no,
be in shade.
No, the cave is in shade.
So here's
shade
the question.
Shade is in the cave and the cave is in shade, which means you are being completely immersed
here's
in shade.
Here's the question. Is the cave the doorway thing or the inside?
The
which
cave
part
is the
cave?
Drowning in shade. That's what's happening.
No. The cave is containing the shade.
Drowning.
We contain y'all, you know?
That's why you coughed.
Yes, because, you know, you guys were trying to, you know, shade while you are in this. So it just came out, you know.
Yeah, you see.
No.
Yeah, we knew.
You cough because you are containing something else. Something else.
So we all move past this cough, even though it sounds very...
suspicious.
And very suspicious.
Symptomy.
What did you just say?
Symptomous.
You sound like you should be on All Things Girls now.
I didn't say that. I did not say that.
I'm going to let All Things Girls know we have a new word for them. Okay, last segment.
And at the same time, okay, you close the church and you open the strip club. So now the strip club is open. That means people are spreading the virus all there too.
And at the same time, it faster.
Yeah, they're spreading it faster. At the same time, they're also, you know, sharing other viruses. So
you know what's funny? Yeah, is the laughing at the end. You're both like. What happened there?
You know, you know when you get a joke and then you take time first to appreciate the joke and how well placed the joke was there, you know, and how
can
you
we just
it.
Listen to those laughs
and how
one more time?
The joke was.
Wait, listen.
So,
but then they both like gave it like, okay, we're gonna count to three, yeah. And then we're gonna carry on. Okay, ready? Here we go. One, two, three. So, and then you carried on. Yeah.
No, it's genuine laughs, first of all.
Oh, genuine.
It's very genuine.
That's just like the cough was not genuine, hey?
Yeah. And the sobbing with the guys and relationships and lockdown and seeing the girls.
I feel like you guys are trying to imply something.
Mm.
I feel like that laugh was fake.
No, those laughs. Have you ever had that moment whereby, you know, something happens and you appreciate it? You don't laugh. You're like, that's dope, you know.
No, for me, that's when it's not that funny.
No, for me, it's when I appreciate something. So, you know, like watching Thor Ragnarok, you know, there was that thing called Korg. And then
that thing, did you just call Korg a thing?
I don't know what species he is, you know.
You call Korg a
that
thing.
Rock.
The best character in Thor Ragnarok is called Korg.
Yes, the guy full of stones, you know, I'm just saying. And what he does is
stones, not stone.
That's why you don't know what he is.
No, I know him and I are together in this. We know each other.
I would just like to say something. You should find something that Korg says and make that your intro.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Korg. This right chair is Mick, and you don't have to be scared
and
of him unless
you should change your names from Cave and Stone to Korg and Mick.
I actually wouldn't mind that.
I feel like that's a good idea. So you've got Juice and Straw.
I totally disagree with that.
Oh, come on. It's
come
cool.
on. Then you name your show Ragnarok.
Can I tell you something? I have no come clue on. Of who you're even talking about.
Oh, no.
Oh, so, 2021, I'd just like to make an announcement quick. 2021, DJ Stones is joining The Shade Show after a...
You don't want him. From the movie show.
No, I'm moving. DJ Stones is moving.
Sorry.
The show has been infested already with non-Korg lovers, you know?
You can
have
your fly snot.
I'm sorry,
Korg
guys.
Watches.
I don't like... Yeah.
Have you not watched Thor Ragnarok? Don't answer that question.
I don't like superhero movies.
Ooh. What do you like? Romance?
No. Other action movies, but not superheroes. I don't watch that.
So from this point on, we will be speaking to DJ Stone. DJ Cave has now been kicked out of this conversation.
I agree. I was supposed to have his back
here,
but
seriously, you need to go watch Thor Ragnarok. Yeah. If it's the only Marvel movie you watch, go watch it.
Go watch it.
No.
The disrespect.
You know, it's weird. I have watched a couple of Marvel movies. I only watched Black Panther after...
You watched Black Panther, but you haven't watched Thor Ragnarok.
I only watched it after that guy died. After Chadwick died.
Oh.
Why did you watch it?
No, because I wanted to see what it was like. That's it. But only because...
So what, are you going to wait for Chris Hemsworth to die? Then you're going to go watch Thor Ragnarok?
Probably.
Don't say that. We still need him for Love and Thunder.
We do still need him.
You know?
And Extraction too.
What's that?
Oh my word, these
people. I am joking. I'm trying to show you that I'm singly...
I will be sending you to the link to the movie show. You have to listen to it on a weekly basis because your movie knowledge is...
I have a good movie knowledge. I actually...
DJ Stone does have a good movie knowledge. DJ Cave.
I watch a lot of movies except for superhero movies.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Pathetic.
It's not. I just choose not to. It's just not my stuff. That's it.
Wow.
He's a, you know, a gamer type of guy. Plays FIFA. He knows how to cook.
He knows how to cook.
You know.
Where did that...
He
He's a nice guy, you know.
We were like on the gamer tip. He knows how to cook. Wait, what? Yeah,
you know, he's a nice guy. That's what I'm trying to show y'all.
But you're joining the Shade next year.
Yeah, so definitely DJ Stones 2021. That's the campaign they're running.
But you have to change your name. We don't accept Stones.
Never mind.
And I am going to... Tabo on the Shade has another DJ name called Styx.
That is lit because, you know, in our show, it's DJ Styx and Stones.
Yeah. No.
How can you hate on
DJ
that?
DJ Cave, what would you like to say about this Styx situation?
No Styx. Comment.
You seriously don't want to? I'm giving you a moment to shade. I'm giving you a moment in the shade.
I have nothing to say about that.
Because it's a dope name, DJ Styx and Stones. And when we end some of our shows, it's, this is DJ Styx and Stones. We will not break your bones because we delivered a good show. Can you hear that? Peace. That is masterclass right there.
That
in
is
fact,
a world-class
I need to go. I need
exit.
To create a poetic show. Yeah. Where I just say my intro and outros. You know, done, and it'll be perfect.
Yeah. We should have had him on our philosophically poetic show since he's claiming to be so good at rhyming.
He should have been there.
But any last words from the two of you? We have, think we have shaded you enough.
So if you want to support the Stones to Shade campaign, you can go to www.thisistheshade.com/we-need-dj-stones.html. You know, you never forget the .html part. And you can put your donation there starting from about $5 a month. You can, you know, help them get me because I'm very, very expensive, you know. Yeah, that's my last word. Last sentence.
That whole website just crashed the entire internet. Yeah. So don't go to it because, yeah.
Our website is actually .co.za.
You know, can I?
Our website is www.activefm.co.za.
Yeah.
It is our website.
You know, since this is the Shade, I'm going to give you guys something shadeable, you know. Do you know what happened to me one day? So I was listening to my favorite YouTubers, right? They did a collaboration. And the guy is like, he's dropping an album. And then he's like, you can find the link in the description below. So I go and look at the link. I'm like, okay, this is weird. This is a long link. This is a long name for a site. I copy it and I paste it. Site doesn't exist. The link was www.fakelink.com.
And you didn't see that?
I didn't see that.
At all?
At all. So angry.
Head of stone.
And he's a web developer. Can we just add that in as well?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, hectic stuff, man.
Yeah. Trial and error. That's how we work.
DJ Cave, any last words? DJ Cave, we have a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you like the Shade?
Do I like the Shade? No.
We knew it.
Yeah,
we especially when I'm the one being shaded. I feel like...
Okay, when you're not being shaded?
I don't know. I guess.
Oh my gosh. It's fine, DJ Cave.
I mean... I don't know. I think I like the movie show more than, you know, the movie show and the VR show more than I like the Shade. I feel like the Shade is, yeah.
The Shady.
Is too shady.
You know, the Shade is just doing their job.
Yeah.
We're just making Active FM a better place for everyone.
I think the Shade should go to the Gulag.
Yes. Yes, no. Straight yes. to the Gulag.
No.
Do you not the yes. so okay? The Gulag, right, is a place.
I sort of know what it is.
Yes,
but I don't want to explain it.
I just got shot right in the epicenter of my being.
That's what happens. Right,
I no longer exist. I have faded to dust. Thanos has just snapped and pointed at me. Only, I am gone.
Do you know who's Thanos?
Don't die.
Wait, you watched Avengers, but you didn't watch any of the others.
I didn't watch Avengers either.
Oh my goodness.
Guys, please really go donate on www.thisistheshade.com/we-need.
I like that this is the shade part. The rest of it, we don't need stones.
No.
/we-need-stones. I really mean it. .html.
We don't need anyone. Stones wants us.
Don't hear what I say in the show. Read this title. .html. So that's the /. You know, after this is the shade.com/.
This is a very long link. I don't think anyone's going to be reading this link.
So it takes them straight to the donation page and puts $5 for them and pays at the same time, you know, as you click on the link. I should actually do that as a site.
Oh, my word. When the site is up and running, we will be the first to tear it down.
Yeah.
Hack it.
Put bugs.
Put flies. end of our show. The fly has blown his nose. There's no more snot to be shit. So we are going to be signing out. But before we go, we just want to remind you that we are on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Parler Gab, and Reddit.
We also have a wonderful website, www.activefm.co.za. You guys can also catch us on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify. We are also on YouTube and on WhatsApp.
And?
Where can they get our number, Sash?
They can get our number on Instagram.
Can they?
Wait, they have a number?
Oh my gosh, they don't even know we have a number. So go WhatsApp us. You can find our number on our Instagram bio. Thank you, DJ Cave and DJ Stone.
You guys still are not saying my full name. I'm just letting you know.
So we are signing out now. This is Sesh.
And this is Tabo.
This is The Shade, right here on Active FM.
From us.
To you. Peace out.
Yes. There's nothing in this world more beautiful than you. You're all that I want, yeah. Nothing can compare, cause there's nothing else like you. Yeah, yeah. Oh, there's nothing in this world more beautiful than you. You're all that I want, yeah. Nothing can compare, cause there's nothing else like you. Yeah, yeah. Oh, God, there's nothing to compare to you. You're so holy and you're like no other. Oh God, hey, nobody else can do what you do. You rule earth and sky, holy father. Yeah, all your ways are right, all you say is true. Oh God, yeah, there's nothing like you. Every day of my life, every beat of my heart, God, I wanna be and only for you.
There's nothing in this world more beautiful than you.